Blog Talk Radio.
This is Phyllis Williams coming at you live from Keeping It Live Radio. Tonight is Monday, October 17th, 2016. Showtime is from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For questions and comments, feel free to call into the show. The number is 914-803-4571. Again, 914-803-4571. Press the number 1 to be brought into the queue. We have a really great show for you tonight entitled Faith in My Higher Power. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have had some ups and downs throughout our lives, and probably more downs than ups. You know, we have to be careful with our thoughts. Thoughts of confusion and dismay can manifest dysfunctional circumstances. Why? Because we bring about what we think about. In other words, thoughts become things. Ultimately, faith is the vehicle that can change our negative circumstances to a more positive outcome. For example, say if you wanted to, I don't know, maybe make more money, buy a new car, a home, what principles would you use to get what you want? Well, have you ever thought about how important it is to be of service to others? And did you know that being a witness to acts of kindness increases the serotonin levels? Not only does it increase it, but the person that is witnessing the acts of kindness also will increase as well. You know, happiness is the very important thing behind all of this. You know, and this quote is from the late Wayne Dyer, spiritual leader and motivational speaker. You know, following the teachings of this man has changed my life forever. Now, I'd like to reflect back to the subject matter at hand, faith in my higher power. And for those of you that did not catch the beginning of the show, my name is Phyllis Williams. Tonight is Monday night, and the time of the show is from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. The call-in number, again, is 914-803-4571. Again, 914-803-4571. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to press the number 1 to be brought into the host queue. And with that being said, I'd like to begin the show. Now, like I was saying, you know, faith is the vehicle that will take you into your destination. Why I say that is because when you have faith in God, He makes things work for you. You know, you have to, the belief system, what do you believe? Do you believe in your God? You know, because, I mean, there's only one God in my eyes, but I'm just saying, like, what do you really believe in? It's very important to believe in the higher power, which is God. You know, for me, He's all I have to believe in. I can't believe in man nor woman to bring things into my life the way I would want them. So I have to go to a higher power. I have to go to my faith, you know, and my faith in God carries me tremendously. You know, I've had some things that I have dealt with in my life, and I'm telling you, just by using faith, faith will work it out. It will get you where you got to go. But you got to believe. You know, you have to know how to go into the spirit plane to bring the physical manifestation back to you. And that is prayer. That's through prayer, quieting your mind, and going to God on whatever it is that you need. And He will provide. It may not be exactly when you want it, but if you continue to hold on to your faith and understand how that works, just through prayer and meditation, like I said, quiet your mind and go to God on it. He will bring things forth to you. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this in one of my other segments, but there was a lady one time, and she said that she was going through all of these things. You know, she didn't have food. She was barely able to pay her rent. You know, she had two sons. The sons were jumping around and wrestling in the floor. You know, she had fed them, but it wasn't enough. And she knew that it wasn't enough because of the reaction of these kids. These kids were just all over the place. And she just fell to her knees and prayed and asked God to help her. She said, I don't have any money, you know, and I'm broke, and and God, I need you right now. She said she prayed on that thing. She said by the time she got up, she said 10 minutes later, there was a man knocking at her front door. So she opened the door. She said it was the man from the market down the street. He said, I wanted to bring this. I was led to bring this to you today. That was nothing but God. He brought her a big box of food, nothing but rice and bread and meats and everything that she needed to help, you know, feed her family. And she just could not believe it. She said she just cried. She couldn't believe it. You know, but when you believe in God, He can work miracles for you. You know, and like I said, I know I've been through it. I've been down that road where I didn't know where my next meal was coming from. And before I knew it, just like that, God provided. So I just wanted to know if anybody had any questions or comments about, you know, tonight's show. And again, like I said, press number 1 to be brought into the host queue. We do have a really great show tonight. You know, I feel that this topic can touch the lives of many. You know, so feel free again to press the number 1 to be brought into the host queue. Is there anyone out, you know, there that has any questions or comments? You may do so now. Okay, I'm not sure if Sister Pamela's on, but if not, then
yes,
I will continue
ma'am.
To.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. I'm
oh,
here,
okay.
Sister. How are you doing tonight? Excuse me? Yes, ma'am. I'm just trying to add a little bit. But we do have a couple of calls, but I guess they're not ready to talk yet. But yes, ma'am, faith is yes, ma'am. Faith is very important. I mean, without God, I mean, there's no way I can do anything. As a matter of fact, I just got through praying before I got on. Because, and like I said, yes, ma'am. Definitely, I have to, you know, get the strength of God before I can do anything. And when I do that, I find myself doing things that, you know, I thought I couldn't do. Or when I'm overwhelmed or tired or whatever, He always gives me what I need to get through. So I was, you know, I can't speak for anyone else, but definitely He's my everything, and that's just the truth of it now. You know, and I think if we all just strive to connect to Him more, then we'll definitely be able to overcome a lot of things that, you know, seem to be overwhelming us. You know, so that's my take on it, sister.
Yes. Yes, that's so true. Did you want to add anything else, or you were done?
I would just like I said, you know, today to feed upon on His words, to pray, to strive, to, you know, that you're good, outweigh your bad. That's definitely how we get our blessings, by helping others, striving to, Lord knows, be humble, striving to forgive more. Just like I say, to feed on God's word and try to live it instead of just saying, you know, what you claim you are. Strive to be, you know, what you are. Strive to let your actions show what you are. So that's my opinion on that. And I'm sure I have more as the show goes on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. Like you said, you know, helping one another, that is the key factor right there, too. You know, people don't realize, I'm not saying everyone, but there are people out there that do not realize that helping other people is the very, very way to help yourself. When you help someone else, you just helped yourself. You just blessed yourself when you did that. There are people out there that can be pretty cruel to people. I've seen it. And I'm not just, like I said, I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm saying people that I've seen. I saw a lady at the gas station. Actually, no, sorry. It was Walmart parking lot. And a guy walked up to her, and he was asking her for money. You know, he was homeless or whatever. And she said, "Get away from my car. Get away from my car." And it just kind of bothered me to see her treat him like that, you know. Now, if I'm in a dark parking lot at night and someone walks up to me and it's like they come up, excuse me, I'm like, oh, no, don't walk up to me like that.
Right.
You live in a crazy world and you just got to be careful and protect yourself. But this, you know, was broad daylight. You know, the man, you know, he was a little straggly and he just wanted a little something to eat, I guess, you know. So he walked up to her. And it wasn't really, like, right in her face, but it was kind of, like, maybe within, I'd say, 8 to 10 feet away from her. So he said, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me. And she just started yelling, get away from my car, get away from my car. So once he walked away, I said, miss, I know it's none of my business. And I said, I know sometimes people can get on your nerve, you know, asking for change and stuff sometimes. I said, but you know what? I said, that man probably was really hungry. I said, and, you know, I know earlier he asked me for some change, and I gave it to him. It was all I had. I said, had I had more, I probably would have given him more. I said, but the thing I'm trying to say is that, you know, you might have just turned away your blessing. She said, well, I wasn't led to help him at all. I wasn't led to. It wasn't led in my spirit for me to help him. Just like that. And I said, oh, I said, well, you know, I just thought that I would mention to you, you know, it's important to help others, and that's it. But, you know, in my own personal life, I know for a fact that when you help other people, you just open the doorway for your blessings to come. You know, you don't do people wrong. You do what you can for another person, and then you'll find that blessings will just pour into your life. You know, like a friend of mine down south said, you know, a tight hand, you can't get nothing in it, and you can't get nothing out of it. You know, and that goes a long way. That saying goes a long, long way. You know, we have to learn to treat other people good and, you know, to love one another and, you know, do the right thing. Do right by somebody else, you know. If you see that they don't have something, hey, I'm always here. It may not necessarily be money, but it could just be just to have an open ear to, you know, whatever they're going through, the moral support, you know. So We just have to learn to love one another, you know, and with, you know, with that being said, you know, as far as that faith, I tell you, that faith is the vehicle to take you where you got to go. You know, you may not
know
what direction you're going in, what your destination is, but if you sit down and you think about it and you ask God to help you with it, and then you just go ahead and walk in the direction of what you want, he'll work it out for you. He will work it out for you, but you can't operate out of fear. When you operate out of fear, you don't give that faith enough. You don't give it time to do its work. That faith is important. You can't have both. You can't do both. You can't say, well, I got faith, but yet I'm over here. I'm a little fearful about what I'm about to partake in. You know, you have to decide on what you want to do, one or the other. And I'll tell anybody, faith is the best way to go. And with that being said, if anybody has any questions or comments about, you know, this topic tonight, feel free to, again, press number one to be brought into the host queue. Hello, would anyone like to respond on the show tonight? Okay, Sister Pamela, would you like to respond, or should I just continue forth in the show?
Right, when I guess when they're ready to comment or ask a question, they will push one, so I can see the board. Yes,
no problem.
Ma'am, but I would, yes, ma'am, I would like to say you're absolutely right. That's not, you know, we're going to have fear. Fear is a part of life. Because I definitely, in some endeavors or different things that I've tried to do, I have fear on some things. But the question is, when you let your fear overcome your faith, now that's when, that's not to say we're going to have fear. We're going to have it, but we have to learn how to, you know, alleviate it or get it out of our way so it won't stop us from achieving the things that we're going to have. And that's the difference between, you know, having fear and having faith. You're going to have fear, but are you going to allow it to stop you, to be an obstacle on the things that you're striving to get in life? So that's my take on that. You know, you have to, you know, like I say, go for it. You're going to have people that, like, and that's going to be negative when you're trying to achieve. That's part of life.
Right.
Don't think everybody's going to be in your corner, you know, like, go seriously. Go, Sister Pamela.
Right.
No.
Right.
You have so many people that
That's
say,
true.
You can't do it. What are you doing it for? You crazy. She's crazy as hell for even attempting some things that you do.
Yes,
ma'am. They're just part of life. You're going to have the, as I call it, the yin. If you got the yin, you definitely going to get the yang. Or the negative with the positive. It just, it's just the way it is. I know. And my years of life, that's, you know, you have adversaries, you have obstacles. Anytime you strive to do life, so that's part of life, being able to balance it or overcome the negativeness and the people that's going to, like I said, sometimes try to hinder you when you're trying to do something. But that's the beauty of it is once you get over there and you have the faith and you keep pushing on, then when you finally, you know, get to where you're going, you, I don't get myself to go, oh, praise be to Allah or God or whoever you, the creator that you call on, and you just give him the praise, and the more you give him the praise, the more he's going to give you the upliftment to do what you have to do. So when we get to those goals, or when we get, in a sense, to the promised land of our own personal endeavors, give him all of the praise. And when you do that, there's no way that you can fail. You're going to get tested, but you won't fail.
Yes.
So, that's my humble opinion of that. Yes, ma'am.
You know what? That's so true. You know, I went down south back in 2008 to live, and I didn't know how I was going to do anything. And I had started practicing back then, really back in 2007, I started practicing how to work your faith, how to stay positive no matter what, no matter who said what to you, stay on that faith direction. Just stay straight ahead. Think about how it's important to keep the faith and do not allow the negative and the other things to manifest so bad until it overcomes what you're trying to do. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to a place that I've never really, I've been, but I've never lived there, that I've never lived before, and I'm starting over again. Now, how in the world am I going to be able to do this? And I had, you know, fear creeping in saying, oh, you wouldn't be able to do that. Why would you even attempt? Just like you said, I had people saying, girl, when you go down there, watch, you'll be back. You will be right back. You're not going to be able to make it. And I really don't appreciate when a person tells me what I can and cannot do. You know, I don't like that. Don't tell me what I, you know, oh, you're not going to be able to do that. Why would you even attempt it? Like you said, people will say that. And what I did, I ignored it. It took a lot because, like you said, that fear is right there. It's coming. It's coming. And what you have to do is push it away because it is an obstacle, and it will hinder you from even taking steps toward what you want to do. It'll even set in the procrastination where you'll be like, you know what, I won't do it today. I'll try it tomorrow. Then when tomorrow I get here, it's like, no, I don't think I'll do it today. I think I'll try that next week. And you'll find it going through that, and it's only fear that have set in and it's taken over. So what I did, because it tried that, but when it was time for me to leave and I had put in my notice to my job and said, I'm gone, I did that. I took that bus. I got on that Greyhound bus, and I cried. I did some crying. I was very sad about it.
Yes,
but then I said, you know what? I don't know what, you know, life is a journey. For me, I mean, it's for everybody, it really is. You know, life is a journey, and we have to, we have to look at it like, well, I can only speak for myself. I won't say we have to, but for me, it's like I look at my life as a it's a journey, and it's something that I know that I need to move forth into my destination. So if there's something that I need to get done, I try to block out that fear. It gets in there sometimes. It creeps in, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to let that in there. And like I was saying, going down south, on my way down south, I had that fear, but then I wouldn't let it in. And I said, no. And I talked to it, like, no, you're not going to do this. I am going down here to have some prosperity. I am going down here to do what I need to do. You know, and once I did that, it did kind of melt. And you know what? Once those things melt away, things start working out for you. They really do. It's magical. It's almost like if you say and you talk to it and you say, you know what? I'm not even thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about moving forward. I'm thinking about finding a solution to whatever I'm going through, to moving forward in my life. There's a solution to this. So you move forward in the solution, and that's what I did. And once I got down south, I started looking for all the business buildings, things where I needed to take care of my business. That was the first thing I did. And once I got that established, then I started looking for work. And believe it or not, within like maybe not even 2 weeks, I was able to land a job. And it was funny because the application process was like, because my eyes are bad. So it must have been God saying, you know what? This application that I'm about to put before her is not going to be hard at all. Like all that stuff that you have to fill out, papers and papers and papers. I didn't have that problem. When I walked in, the lady said, yes, we are hiring. I sat down, I put the application in, and it was like only a one-sided application. I was like, what in the world? And she was like, we just have to do a little background check on you, and that's it. And I was like, okay, no problem. They did the background check. She called me the next day and said, can you come in? And we need to sit down and do like a little interview with you. So I said, sure. Did the interview. She was like, okay, you're hired. I got the job. And I'm telling you, the fear, like I said, the fear was trying to creep in. But once I told the fear goodbye and I kicked it out and I moved forward, I got that job. Not long after, I was able to land a townhouse. And I'm telling you, all of this happened like within 1 month, honestly. When I tell people this, people don't believe me. I've had people that knew for a fact that that happened in my life. And they said to me, before you went down there and did that thing, I said, no, I give it all to God. I give it all to God. And when you give it to him, you glorify him like that, there's nothing that he won't bless you with. He'll bless you beyond your understanding. But, you know, we, as people, we mess ourselves up. We mess ourselves up because we don't believe, we have fear. God created us so he can do it all. That's how I look at it. He is our creator, and with him being our creator, he can do all things. You're hungry, he's going to provide food. You need shelter over your head, he's going to give you shelter. He's going to provide whatever, but when you don't believe and you have all this disbelief stuff going on and you got all these negative people, that's why it doesn't pay to be around negative-minded people. Like, rid yourself of that, because when you're around negative-minded people, those people, they don't have good influence in your life. And the impact that they have on your life is nothing but negativity. So that's my thing. I'd rather, be around people that are positive-minded, people that are like-minded, such as myself, and and I can just move forward, you know, with whatever I need to plan to do. And I like to encourage other people. I don't want to tear anyone down.
Me too.
I want to encourage you and tell you, hey, you can do it. You can do this thing. You know,
that's
I'm not
right.
being a friend to you if I tell you what you can't do. That's not being a
right.
friend of somebody. That's, you build up their strong points. You tell them, hey, my mother have always done that with me. When I was a little girl, you can do it. You know, she was a little hardcore, but she was
mm-hmm.
very inspiring. She was inspirational. You can do that. That's what you want to do? Go for it then. You know, she never told
yes.
me what I couldn't do. So I think that I'm a lot like her when it comes to that sort of thing, like
mm-hmm.
telling people, encouraging people, hey, if it's something that you want, go out there and get it. It's yours for the taking if that's what you want. God will bless you with
yes.
it. You know, but you
yes.
just got to know and believe that God is powerful, powerful, you know. And, you know, so
yes, ma'am.
That's my thing, Sister Pamela. I just, you know, just want to encourage people to just get out there and get
right.
whatever it is that they want to get. Don't be, you know,
that's
you got
right.
that thing, like you said, you said something that's so true. You do have
mm-hmm.
fear. Fear is going to creep
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
That's an obstacle. But once you get over that hump, that obstacle, you good. You good to go now.
Yes.
Now you're in the race. You're in the race,
yes,
and you know, and you'll be able to get the things that you want. But and it doesn't have anything to do with how smart you are or how educated you are. This here has nothing to do with that. This is all spiritual. All
mm-hmm.
spiritual stuff. You know, it's God. It's all God. When he has something for you, nothing that anyone can do to take it from you. People say, oh, God got a blessing for you, but you can't tell people about it because you know that or shit. No, I don't believe that. I believe that whatever
mm-hmm.
is yours, God got it in the makings for you, it's yours, and you're going to have it. Simple as that. You will have it. So with that being said,
yes, ma'am.
You know, with that being said, I, you know, if anyone else would like, you know, question or comment about the show, feel
yes.
more than free.
Good evening, Sister Phyllis and Sister Pam. How are you guys?
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to add a little something.
Well, come on in.
Come on in.
this is a lot of people's problem when dealing with faith. They think like the whole step with God is just faith. And they don't understand, and I'm going to say for a little while, I didn't either. We didn't understand that faith is just initial. It's what you call step one,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we need to understand that it's just step one. Because they think for the rest of their lives, all they have to do is you know, trust and believe in God and have faith. And now faith is hope. Now, hope should only be the beginning process, and then you got to do something after that. That's why the Bible tells us
yes.
without works is dead. So we need to, like I said, it took me a minute to understand that it wasn't just about having
mm-hmm.
faith. That's just the
mm-hmm.
initial. And then there's, okay, well, walk towards it. Now you got to do something because you initially hope it's going to happen, but then as you walk in and you see it happening, then that turns to a knowing. You know, that's like, and I like to use the illustration of ordering a package. When you go online, you click what you want, you order the package. Now you hope it's going to come at the time it says it's going to come.
Right.
That's how it is with God. You order the package, and then you're
that's
sitting and you're waiting, hoping for the package to arrive. Now, once that package arrives, there's no more faith needed for that particular package because that particular package came already. Now, the more and more you start ordering stuff online and more it starts coming, sometimes early than you even expected. Sometimes things will say,
that's
you know,
right.
3 to 5 business days, and you get it the next day. You're like, oh, wow, I thought it was going to take 5 days. Yay.
Yes.
You know, and that's how it works in the kingdom.
Yes.
You know, sometimes he'll give
yes.
it when we, you know, before we expect it. And then sometimes we, you know, that package that gets lost in the mail, and it takes a little while. Actually, I had a package I mailed out. When I mailed this package out, it had to be last month. One of my customers emailed me a couple of days ago, took them out, she never got her package. I was like, what? And she was like, no, it's not. Because every order I do, I give them the tracking number. I said, you didn't get your package. I said, I mailed it at least a month ago. She said, I know. She said there was a problem with the post office, and they weren't delivering. And then when the hurricane hit, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
And she said it ended up. getting shit back to you. She said, so I'm just reaching out to you, tell you to keep an eye out for it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Oh. So now she's going to eventually get her package, but you see how it was redirected and all this other stuff that was out of my control and out of my control. You know, once you ship it off, it's now up to the post office to make sure it gets there. So she's going to still get her package. It's just that, you know, a whole bunch of stuff got involved, and now her package was severely delayed. You know, and that's, again, it was out of my control. There's nothing I can do about it. I couldn't even call the post office and say, yo, what y'all guys doing? And I can't do nothing. And neither can she, besides just wait. I got to wait till it comes back, and then she got to wait till I ship it back. So same thing with the kingdom. Sometimes you will get the, you know, the thing before, you know, the due date, and then sometimes it gets, you know, a little, you know, it even mentions in the Bible an angel saying, I think it's Daniel, you know, we heard you as soon as you prayed. We heard you, and we were getting ready to deliver what you had prayed for, but Satan delayed us. So, you know, sometimes it can get delayed. Sometimes it can get delayed, but we should still have faith in that very thing that we're believing for and then walk towards it. You know, let's say you ordered some paint online. You shouldn't really have to wait for the paint to show up before you prepare your walls. You should already be spackling. You should already be clearing out the way. You should already be laying down, you know, things to cover up the furniture, because you know the paint is going to eventually show up, and you want to be ready so when the paint arrives, you can just get the paint. Likewise, in the kingdom, we have to, whatever we're believing for, again, you want to make sure it's in the will. You don't want to be, let's say you're 50 years old having a midlife crisis. You don't want to be, you know, oh, God, I'm my friends, I'm believing for a motorcycle. Now, that may be something a little bit dangerous. Maybe, you know, it's not in the best interest for him to give you a motorcycle because he knows down the road you're going to end up hurting yourself, you know, and it's not even killing yourself. You know, so we want to make sure we are believing for things in the will of God. And he's going to do that. Just like he said, he will do that. So this is an awesome topic. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, like I said, we got to understand faith is step one. And then we got all these other steps that accompany faith. But faith is definitely step one, because that's what a lot of non-believers' problem is. Oh, y'all sitting around having faith. And they don't think, well, that's just step one. We don't sit around like that for the rest of our life.
Yeah.
We definitely don't have faith that there's a God. We have faith in the things we are believing God for, but not faith that there's a God. We should. That was step one. And then because we pray and communicate, all that stuff is confirmed, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted the viewers to understand faith has nothing to do with believing in God. Faith has to do with, you know, what you believe in God for. Know the separation in the two. And if you haven't faith that there is a God, then you need to take some further steps to get that confirmed, because that should not remain a step level as in step one. You should know there's a God. That's number one. And number two, understand that faith is just step one. There's a whole bunch of other things that was going to accompany that, that goes after the faith. Like I said, like ordering the package, you order the package, then you may got to go pick it up. You know, you may got to go to the post office. Not every package that we order comes directly to the door. You may get a little peachy slip, and you got to go pick it up, you know, but there's something you got to do before you get it. So, awesome product, awesome program, Sister Pam, and awesome comments, Sister Phyllis, and you always
thank you
to those heavy hitters. I love it. And it's always a show that makes you think and have to revise some things in your life. I love your shows, Sister Phyllis. You're always on point with it, and today is no different. And with that, I rest my mind.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I just wanted to say one thing. Now, what you said is on time with the, you know, preparing. Preparation is very important. And being able to say, okay, now, I know that, you know, you have faith in that one thing, in that package, you know, putting in for the package and, you know, waiting for the delivery of the package, you know, and you know that package is coming. So it's pretty much the same thing. You know, you have to have that belief, but at the same time, like you said, you got to know what you're believing in God for. You got to know that God exists, because you might have some people that don't, like you said, they don't believe in God. So they just, you know, what do you have faith in? So you got to ask, what am I having faith in at this time? And when you do, if you do have faith in God, then, like you said, you got to walk in that direction of your faith. You know, you just don't say, well, I got faith that such and such is going to happen, or let's be really specific. Okay, maybe I'm going to get the car, you know, but if you just have faith and you have not moved in the direction to go and get the car, then how do you know that that faith is going to work? So like you said, faith without work won't work. So, that's very true. You know, very important to understand, have that understanding. Like, this is what I want. But see, for me, I already knew once I was in motion of going to where I wanted to be, I knew that I had to think positive. There's some things to go with that, thinking positive and speaking and talking to God, you know, praying and meditating and being one, you know, and letting them know that this is, you know, I believe in you, and, you know, you have to show love. You have to show love to others, and there's a lot to go with it in order for you to be blessed, you know. So there's so many people out there that don't believe in helping one another, you know, but there's a lot with that. Like I mentioned earlier in my passage, that a person that witnesses acts of kindness, their serotonin level goes up, you know, and vice versa. And the person is committing the acts of kindness, same thing, you know. Why it does that? Now, that I don't know. Wayne Dyer, he's the late Wayne Dyer, spiritual motivational speaker, had said that that's what happens once a person, you know, witnesses the acts of kindness and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, I mean, it's nothing wrong with being kind and to help one another, you know, giving your assistance when you can, you know, being of service. People don't realize how important being of service to other people, very important thing to do. You know that someone needs help and you're there, go ahead and help them. You know, I don't say, I can't, you know, I'm all for me, because there are some people out there, they're all for themselves. Like, you might ask them for something, they say, I don't have it, and got a pocket full of money. Well, you just blocked your blessing, because to me, when people come to you and they're in need and they knock on your door and say, people are a little shaky about just answering the door nowadays and then helping people. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, if you had a neighbor that came to you and said, you know, I'm in need, you know, of maybe some clothes, or, you know, your intentions right away should kick in and say, you know what, let me see what I can do. That's the type of heart that we should have, you know, if we expect to have more in our own lives, you know. So with that being said, I will rest my mic, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, someone else would like to comment, or if you have any questions or comments, Sister Pamela, you're more than welcome to comment.
Yes, ma'am. I would just like to say, as always, Sister Shamika has a very gifted, a gift when she says something
valid points, right?
Right. When she, I love it when she said about faith being the first step. She's absolutely right. When we have faith and we don't get up and do anything about that faith and connect the God, the Creator, that has the God in our affairs, and then nothing won't get done. I mean, I can say it all day long and say, I want this, I want that. But if Sister Pamela don't get up, make a call to get that thing moving on, would I like to help her, it's not going to help her. You have to faith, like you said, faith and work goes together. And she made another analogy when she, like, for instance, you know, you put out one thing, but when God sees that you have faith in Him, He sees that you're working and trying, and then He's going to bring another thing to you that you, another gift, should I say, or another blessing that you didn't even have any idea that it was going to come, like a surprise packaging. You're like, oh, wow, when did this come? Who sent me this? You know, that's because you put that faith in Him. And like I said, when we glorify Him, or glorify the God that's in each of us, and then that's when He's going to bless us and elevate us and motivate us even higher. And so, like you said, you know, don't faith is just the beginning. There's other stages putting it together to bring what you pray for to make it a reality. We have to have a part and responsibility in there too. If you want it, then we just can't, like, oh, I want that, I'm going to pray and sit on it. You got to get your brother up and work for it and go for it and put the things in place that it's going to take to make happen. And so that's a lot of times when we don't get anything, because we don't want to get it. We don't have faith enough to help bring up our own reality of things we want, our goals or accomplishments in our own life. Yes, we we have a responsibility. Yes, God is the creator. Yes, he is all there and then some. But we also have a part in it, too, because we are in his image. So that means we have to pattern our lives mm-hmm. right after him to make things happen what we want to happen, to be prosperous, to strive to be as obedient to his ways and his laws as possible, too. We got to stop lying. We got to stop doing, you know, striving to do all the things that we know that doesn't please him. That's not to say that, you know, he's merciful, and thank God he is, but we all have a responsibility to make our lives better and to make the things that we want, we have to put into action and implement those things, and that's just the bottom line. And with that, I rest my mic, and if you, let me see, do we have any other callers? And if not, we'll take a short commercial if you would like to, sisters.
Okay. Okay. If there's anyone else that has any questions or comments, you're welcome to, you know, press the one to be brought into the whole queue. Sorry about that. And I'm here to answer any questions or comments that you may have. Okay.
Okay.
Right then. There is one thing that I did want to comment on really quickly about the blessings that happens once you, you know, once that faith is set in place. Those blessings that
mm-hmm.
come behind it. I'm reading a book now, Thoughts Become Things, by Bob
okay.
Proctor. Very good book, and
right.
it talks about
right.
that. It talks about a man that owns his own restaurant business. And
yes,
in the beginning, he didn't know how he was going to do anything, but he kept the faith, and he continued to move forward in his destination, and which led to him feeding hungry children. And he did this. He fed these hungry children, and, you know, and before you knew it, he had grown a big, large establishment, and through the establishment, he was able to meet people, and, you know, this thing just, you know, he expanded himself so largely because of just feeding these kids, and I don't think he planned to do other things, but what happened was through the blessings and everything through him feeding these kids, he was able to maintain other blessings. Other blessings came from just him doing that, and he had no idea that it was going to move in that direction, but it did, you know, because all he had planned to do was just feed the hungry kids, and that was it. But then he found that he had, he was able to, like I said, expand himself to other restaurants and, you know, to higher things. So, you know, like
mm-hmm.
you said, Sister Pamela, you know, we can look for something right here, and, you know, we place our faith
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and want something, and it happens here. But then you had no idea that that was going to turn into another blessing. Like I would tell my son,
mm-hmm.
I mentioned this to him in the past. I said, you know, there are big blessings in small packages. Because he said, I don't want to work for no McDonald's. I said, listen,
mm-hmm.
I said, you can work for McDonald's and you'd be surprised where that can take you. You don't know. Life is a journey. Just go ahead and flow with it. Just go ahead and try. He didn't want the McDonald's
mm-hmm.
job. And he complained, though, I don't want to
mm-hmm.
work for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make no money. I said, well, you got to crawl before you walk. Got to crawl before you walk.
Exactly.
You know, so,
exactly.
you know, like Sister Shamika said, putting that faith in place, that's the first step. And then after you've done that, and then you're believing and you have your faith in God, you know, but you got to know who your God is. And then once you do that, you know, you're moving forward. You're moving forward into whatever it is that you want. But you got to place that faith. And once that faith is there and you know what you want, then you go ahead and you walk in the direction. You start making those phone calls and you start doing whatever it is you need to do to get yourself to the next step. But you just don't sit there and say, well, I got faith, but I ain't doing nothing, no, because I know that God just don't bless me. He just don't. No, it does,
right.
it does not jump in your lap like that. You do have to walk in that direction. And then things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sister Tamika said, there may be some delays along the way, but it's all right because
mm-hmm.
you know what's coming. You know, it may be some delays. You might have some little, you know, delays. And that package, that was the perfect example. Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember, like, one time I watched this this movie called The Secret. I don't know if anyone has ever seen The Secret, but it talks about that. It talks about, like, if you place an order at the restaurant, just as sure as you are about that order coming, your food is coming out the back, same thing with your faith, the knowing, having an unwavering faith that you just know and you know. That this is about to happen, and you're sitting there, you just placed an order for your food, you know that food should be out in about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes or whatever, you know, because you just put the order in, and the same thing with your faith. put the or place your order, ask, and it shall be given, you know. So, you know, but you just got to know, you just got to have that knowing, that knowing that says,
yes,
hey, I know that this is going to work out. And once you start doing that, because I had been, I, you know, when I lived down south, I had some little hour issues, you know, with my job and everything. And I was afraid that I wasn't going to get the time that I needed. And if I didn't get the time at work that I needed, then I wouldn't have been able to pay my, you know, my truck note and, you know, my rent and stuff like that. And I was like, how am I going to do this? And the moment I started thinking like that, I felt defeated. And I was like, no, I can't sit here and let some defeat take over me. I got to do something about this. And I started saying, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and listen to whatever's telling me that I cannot do what I need to do. Because I was getting those bad, and that's a bad feeling to allow something to come over you like that, to where you are actually taken by this certain thing. Whatever it is, it's like trying to tell you what you can and cannot do. And I'm saying, you know what, I think that Satan is really trying to get in there, but not today. And I had to get up, open my door, and put that thing out. I tell people that story. And, you know, once I did that, it changed things for me. You know, you'd be surprised. You know, you have to actually try it. It really, really works. When you say, you know what, I am not going to allow this kind of be consumed by these type of thoughts. I am going to change the way I think right now. And I did it. I said, you know what, I'm not allowing this thing to take root in my mind. No way in the world am I going to sit here and let this thing get the best of me. So I said, well, I might as well start thinking positive thoughts. And the moment I started thinking positive thoughts, and I put that fear out the door, I went to work the next day, and my boss said, and Walmart never offered 40 hours. He came right in my area and said, Phyllis, would you like 40 hours? I said, oh, God, the magic is working. Because he came right to me and asked me, did I want it? I said, yes. I said, what do I need to do? He said, you have to go to another store. He said, we don't have the hours here. He said, but work in another store for about a month. And that's what I needed. I needed about a month to pay my truck off. So all these things just started happening in my direction. I was like, okay, this is cool. Now I can go and I can work somewhere else, make the money, make the hours, and I'll be able to pay off what I need to pay off. But it was because I changed the way I was thinking. I was thinking crazy thoughts. And those crazy thoughts, once you're consumed by those crazy thoughts, then it'll just become worse. And you'll find yourself in a real bad situation then, because it's hard to get out now because this is what you're thinking. So, of course, you're not going to be motivated to do anything. You don't think that there's a problem, I mean, a solution to your problem, because now it's like no way in the world I'm going to be able to do that. So all these things start setting in, and now you're just stuck. You're just complacent, and you don't want to rise above being complacent. You don't want to step outside the box because now you're afraid. You're afraid to move forward. So, you know, it's crazy the way, you know, our thoughts can just overtake us and just twist us all up and have us all messed up in the shambles. But if you know for sure that, hey, things are going to work out, and you have to put that in there, hey, things are going to really, really work out, then that's when the magic begins. You know, but you gotta know it. You can't just sit there and say, oh, well, maybe, but if I do it this way, I don't know, No. If there's something that you want and you want it bad, I don't care if it's a school diploma, high school diploma, GED, what have you, whatever it is, if you sit there and you contemplate on the goodness of it long enough, then it's going to work out for you. You know, but like you all said, you have to walk in that direction. You have to step in the direction of your faith, you know, and make it happen. You know, go out there and just go for it. You know, just say, you know what, I know that this is something that I can do without a doubt. It's hard to do. I've been practicing it for a long time, though, and that's why things work out in my life. I don't worry about anything, and before I know it, something else good happens over here, and I'm like, I knew it. You know, it's to the point where it happens like that for me. If one thing seems like, you know, like they said, when one door closes, it's only making room for the other door to open. Some people think when one door closes, that's it. That door is closed and nothing else can. No. I'm like a cat. I can be in a box. And if I can't go this way, then I'm going to try and go that way. I'm going to find a way to get out that box. Cats are very curious creatures. They're even smart enough to say, well, if it don't work over here, I'll go this way. I've loved cats all my life. And that's how they think. They think like, okay, if I can't go this way, I'm going to work my way around here to where I get what I want. you know, because they're curious and they got to find out what's what, you know, and I'm like that. Like, for me, you know, it's better to think on your feet and to, you know, if there's something that you want and you want to move in that direction, just know you can do it. Just keep that mindset. Mm-hmm. I know I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to teach our children that too, because that's why kids grow up and they don't have the confidence that they should have, because all their lives they've been told that they can't do it, or why would you even want that, or, you know, I ain't got no money for that. You know, this family broke. You know, so kids, they get that mindset,
mm-hmm.
and when they get older, they only do it. They turn right around, and it becomes a cycle, and they tell their children the same thing. They're like, wow, I sound like my mother. Well, yeah, but we can break the cycle by saying, you know what? No, I think that I'm going to take a different tactic on life, and I'm going to move forward and do whatever it is that I set out to do. If it's something that I want, I'm going for it, instead of sitting still on it and saying that you can't do it, because our minds will tell us, I ain't going to be able to do that. Oh, I would love that, but I'm not smart enough to do that. You know, it has nothing to do with being smart. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. You do have to have the ability. You do have to have the motivation, you know, and the ability, I believe the ability comes from within. It's something that you have to sit and contemplate on. And it has to be something that you're very passionate about. You know, so I say I'd rather choose something that I'm very passionate about as opposed to doing something that doesn't make me happy, you know. So I'd rather be over here doing something that really makes me feel good on the inside, you know, as opposed
yes,
to doing
ma'am.
Something I'm like, I hate. Like, I hated going to Walmart
mm-hmm.
every day, but it paid the bills.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I go to Walmart
right.
and it just pays the bills. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, why not do something that you love doing? So if you love doing it and you're good at it, then walk in the direction of what you love doing and know you can do it. Because
right.
you're already good
exactly.
at it anyway. You right? You're
mm-hmm.
already good at it anyway, so you might as well walk in that direction. You know, so
right.
that's my thing. But with that, I rest my mic. And like I said, if anyone else has any comments, questions, or feel free to press number one to be brought into the host queue.
Yes, this is Sister Shanika. Is it okay if I add something else?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I also wanted to mention that faith cometh by hearing. So the thing is this, if you're not hearing, which is reading the Bible or going to church or watching something that's actually feeding you the true word of God, you
mm-hmm.
it's going to be impossible to even have faith, because God tells us how faith even comes. He says faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So if you are not around or haven't put yourself in a position to hear the word of God, or even open up your Bible and read to hear
mm-hmm.
the word of God, it is going to be impossible to even have faith. You know, you can say in your mind all you want, oh, I have faith, I have faith, I have faith, but you're not hearing anything, then you're
mm-hmm.
actually lying to yourself, because that's what brings the faith on. So it's actually a step one to even having the step one of having the faith. It's like the introduction, you know, which is the word of God. Like I said, whatever resources you use, whether it's, you know, these days people are doing so many things other than going to church. They're watching YouTube or watching it on TV. And I'm not saying that's bad or good. I'm saying as long as they're feeding you the true word of God coming right out of scriptures, which is the true word of God, it is going to be, or even talking to God for yourself, it's going to be impossible to even have faith, because that's what brings the faith. So we can't eliminate that step. You know, I know people that don't even read the Bible, and like my ex, for example, he would go, and I was like, well, how do you know? You don't even read the Bible. You know, you don't even read the Bible. And it would be things that I would be saying, and he would be like, oh, where you get that from? I'd be like, well, right in the Bible. That ain't in the Bible. I'm like, well, you don't read the Bible. How do you know this in the Bible if you don't read it? I ain't never seen you read the Bible. You know, you don't read it, so you don't know. You know, one time we were talking, and I was like, yeah, he's the good and terrible God. Terrible God. God ain't no terrible God. I said, well, that's what the Bible says. I said, don't look at it in a sense of he's a terrible God. I said, that's what he's called in according to the Bible. So I'm actually, And I'm like, well, you don't read the Bible. So you sit here arguing with me over something that you don't even know, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and there was plenty of, you know, conversations that we had that I've had, you know, throughout the years with people, and plain and simple, they just don't read the Bible to even know what it says. So to get these people to even have faith is almost impossible because they are eliminating the step, which is hearing the word of God. And it don't even stop there, too. Sometimes you need to hear people's testimony, you know. Like I said,
right.
Sister Phyllis is telling us her testimony. Now, there may be another viewer on the call that's like, wow, you know what, I'm getting ready to move to another state where I don't have any family. You know, her testimony just blessed me that I can do this. I can do, you know, that's where faith comes from, hearing people's testimony, you know, hearing the word of God. What does the word of God tell us to do? What does it tell us to say? So we got to educate ourselves in this area and then get around people that have true testimonies that this works. Because if you're not around that, or at least know who to call, you know, it's going to be impossible to even have faith to even get up and do something. And that's what makes people lay dormant. You know, they don't believe it's going to work. And they like, you know, it's out of their reach. And you need to hear people that had the same doubt. You know, and that's what gets rid of the doubt. You feed it with the testimony. So we can't eliminate these steps and expect faith to reign in our lives. That's where the fear kicks in. That's where the doubt kicks in, because you're not feeding the fear. What do you feed the fear? You feed it with faith. You feed it with the word of God. That's what's going to cancel it out, you know. And with that, I rest my mind.
Yeah, that's very true. You do have to have you have to have that fellowship, you know, fellowshipping with people that have been, you know, that have had those experiences, that have had those doubts. And like you said, you know, opening up your Bible. And, well, for me, I'm more of a, like, I talk to God, you know, and I pray. I pray on things. I pray for the things that I want. You know, that's my connection. I need to go to church more, you know, but in my situation right now, the job that I have, it doesn't really allow me to have that much church time. Not saying that I have not gone. You know, we went this year, and it was really a nice thing. You know, we had a good time and everything. I was able to take my client, but it's a struggle because he can't really, like, maneuver himself too much. So it's more or less I'm doing a lot of lifting to get him into his chair, it's just so much, you know, and bathing and all that, although he has to take a bath every day. But I'm just saying, like, other than that, like, as far as just the, you know, trying to get him to, you know, move from one place to another, because he's kind of heavy, and, you know, so it's a lot with that. But I would love to be able to, you know, get him out, and we could go to church, because we do need that. And like you said, being around, you know, fellowshipping with people, you know, that's in that, you know, that's in church, you know, and opening up the Bible and, you know, reading and understanding your scriptures and, you know, connecting, making a connect with the Bible, you know, is a great thing, you know, because if we don't, like you said, we don't open the Bible, then we don't know. We don't know what's in there. And, you know, you can't really practice, you know, being connected like you want to unless you're opening up your Bible and you're studying. So that is, that's a great point, Sister Shamika. That's an awesome point. But with that being said, you know, I rest my mic. And if anyone else has anything to say, you know, you're more than welcome. If not, then I guess we can go to a commercial break. Okay. We can hear
ma'am.
A pin drop.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take a commercial break, too.
Okay, then. No
yes,
problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you. Human being. Yeah, you. Did you realize we were made from the earth, the actual soil? You couldn't have realized that, because if you would realize that, you wouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin, because it's like putting chemicals in a plant. What do you put on a plant? Water, some sunlight, and sometimes plant food, depending on how stubborn the plant is. Same thing with our skin, same thing with our hair. So check out my products, Shamika Body Hair and Face Butter Treats, on Facebook, and view the price list, the product list, the pictures, and place your order on my email at Shamika Robinson, 1@outlook.com. stop using chemicals. There is no such thing as eczema and all these ridiculous skin diseases that they're naming. It's called your body is responding to chemicals. So stop letting your body respond to chemicals and get nature involved with natural shea butters and cocoa butters and oils. Again, you were made from the earth. So stop fighting against your nature.
Hello, hello. This is Phyllis coming at you live from Keeping It Live Radio. We had a short commercial break, but we're back now. I'd like to ask you guys if there's anything that you'd like to say. You know, you're more than welcome to, you know, come in and press the number one to get into the host queue. And that's about it. Again, if you are looking to comment or you have a question, you're feel free to do so at this time. Okay, Sister Pamela, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to add a little short something. As Sister Shamiga was saying, that you know, definitely we need to feed upon God, whether we are in the church or out of the church. I personally feel I don't, you know, go to my mom's all the time, but definitely if I'm not there, you know, I still read because the God is in you wherever you go. You know, he's just not in the church. He's just not in the mosque or a synagogue. He's definitely in your heart and soul and mind. So therefore, you know, wherever I am, I strive to read something of spiritual every day or something of lifting, you know, that's going to lift my spirit. Like you're reading, I forgot the book title of it, but if you don't read with someone to feed your mind, you know, to get you elevated and motivated and keep you positive. And guess what it's all about, too? You know, I feel as long as we are striving, as I would say, to let our good outweigh our bad and being positive, that that's no way that we can fail with faith. And we have to awaken the God in ourselves. You know, that's why he's here to, you know, to bring out the God in us and to be connected. So wherever we are, and then we'll be able to deal and overcome or whatever, you know, trials or different things that we have to encounter on a daily basis. Because, you know, life is a struggle on every day. You know, you have to look and see what you're going to overcome or what you need to do or, you know, how you're going to handle things that may come unexpectedly to you. So in a sense, we're always trials. And like I think it was you or Shamika may have said, about testifying. You know, God uses all of us, and when he does, we should always not be ashamed of where we've been. You know, get him the glory to where he takes us from, because that shows the power and the beauty of what he can do for us as long as we keep faith and keep going and you know, and just keep on that path of believing in him no matter what may come in our life, you know, whether it's loss of property, meaning you lose your house, your car, or even sometimes you may even lose your loved ones. You just never know. So we're going to be trying as long as we are alive. But the thing is, we can have peace in that trial if our faith is has a foundation, a real foundation. And so, like, no matter what, you know, we may go through, if we got that, we got the key to overcome it in it and everything, and that's the most important thing, and being able to balance life, and so that's my take on it, sister.
Mhm. That's very true. That's so true. You know, sometimes I just, you know, I sit and I say to myself, you know, what life journey has next to offer, you know, and what I have to do is sit and I pray to myself and I say, you know what, I'm just going to ask God to lead me in the direction that I need to move in. You know, there are things sometimes I have to ask for revelation. I ask God to reveal certain things to me to know if I'm making the right moves. And sure enough, he will reveal. He does. Like, I just feel that there is some sort of connection between me and God. You know, I need to talk more to him, you know, because when you're going through it, and even when you're not going through it, it's just good to be able to connect to him one way or another without, you know, feeling like, well, you know, well, I'm doing really good right now, so I don't really need to talk to him right now. And that's where people go wrong. I think that, you know, for us, we need to talk to him whenever. You know, you can talk to God in your head. Some people say, well, you don't pray a lot, but a person don't know what you're doing. You know, in your head, you can pray while you're driving down the street. You can talk to God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. When you wake up in the morning, you know, I believe that being grateful, you know, to God, you know, when you wake up, you know, people say, well, I tell people, I had a good day today. And they'll say, what happened? I woke up this morning. And I mess them up with that because it makes them laugh. They're like, wow, well, yeah, that's good. Or I might say something like, I had a great day today. And they'll say, wow, what happened? I'll just say, because the day was just a good day. You know, so,
that's
you know, being
right.
positive and being appreciative that God give you another day, that's a big thing. That's a miracle right there, you know. So, you know, once we get and we understand that within ourselves, that, you know, that waking up saying, thank you so much, Lord. You know, when you pray over your food, just being appreciative that you're able to eat a meal because there are many people out there that are hungry and don't have clothes on their back and food in their stomachs. They are not blessed like, I mean, I don't want to say they're not blessed like that, but I know that I am truly blessed, you know, and I would like to be a blessing to others, you know. And, you know, it's so important to just understand and be appreciative to whatever it is that God is doing for you.
Yes.
To be appreciative, to be appreciative to whatever God is doing for you and to let him know I am thankful. I'm thankful for this opportunity, you know, because the opportunities are there sometimes and we don't realize that the opportunities are there, you know, and they're right there in our faces and we overlook them, you know, because we're not thinking I'm grateful for this very moment, you know, from moment to moment, you know, and the opportunity is right there for you to move forward into your destination, but we don't, you know, we don't see it. Sometimes we just don't, you know, but we have to open our mouths and we have to talk to God. It was even to the point where God was speaking in my spirit at one time, saying things, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I knew that I was going to be all right, but then when God started speaking to my spirit saying, I got you, don't worry about nothing, I'm saying, somebody needs you with me? Honestly, I could not believe it. Like, I'm looking around like, somebody in here with me? What's going on? And I said, you know what? That's nothing but God telling me that I'm going to be all right, that he got me, that I'm good. And sure enough, that's what, you know, that's what happened. Everything just started working out in my favor, you know, but you got to do people right. You got to treat people right.
That's
we got to
right.
treat each other good. You know, you just can't think that you're going to get over or do something to someone or get over on somebody and think that goodness is coming to you, you know, because whatever you reap, you will sow. Harvest day is coming, so we have to be very careful about how we treat other people, you know. No matter how bad somebody might treat you sometime or make you feel, you know, upset or whatever, sometimes we have to get over that, get past that hump and say, you know what, I'm not going to even allow that to even affect me right now. Don't allow someone else to control your thoughts or your feelings and emotions and say, no matter what they're trying to put out there, I'm going to move forward. And all those things plays a part in whatever it is you're trying to get in your life. You know, we have to stay humble, you know, and understand that, you know what, no matter what, love is important, to continue loving someone else, to continue loving others and, you know, and helping them if you can help them, being of service and helping them whenever they need assistance. You know, that's what it's about. You know, because and my thing is, I was telling somebody this today, I have a friend down south. You know, we're very close, Miss Bernice. I could say her name on the radio because she's such a wonderful person, and I love her like she's my mother. Now, if I don't have something, Miss Bernice looks out for me. If she don't have something, I look out for her. So we, between the two of us, we'll never go without. We will never go without because we make sure the other person, it's like we're holding each other up. So we help each other like that. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a good feeling because at least we know we're there for each other. You know, so... You know, so that's what we should do for each other, period, you know, and instead of, you know, well, I can't do this right now. I don't have it. Knowing you may have it, you know, but I mean, what's wrong with sharing? I've been like that all my life as a kid, ever since I was a little girl. I've always been that person that, you know, was able to break my little stuff in half and say, here, you want a piece? I've always been like that. So as an adult, it makes me feel good to know that that's me. That's my person, my personality, you know.
Right,
that's
right.
Who you mean.
Because
you know,
that's
so
a great
important
point to make. I mean, whether you was on the other side and you wanted something, needed something, and the person would share to you, how would you feel? Or, you know, how would I feel? So we have to put ourselves in other people's places.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's when we work the inner, the inner yard up in us. And so that's what I try to do, you know, daily. You know, what if that was me, you know, that had to go through that? How would I feel? I wouldn't feel great about it. So therefore, you know, that's why, and that way we can get more connected and humanly and godly, connected as sisters and brothers with each other.
Yes.
So that's what we have to strive to do, you know, daily, just daily. And I always say again, you know, when we do that, thank God, so definitely when we lift each other up in the name of God, and He will lift us up, and there will be nothing that we can't overcome. So we just have to strive to do that regardless of us. We have to be that to our brothers and sisters, and, you know, and not just our brothers, but people, even sometimes strangers. You can be kind to a stranger just as well as you do your own mother and something, because, you know, often that's a person too. So we just have to let our good strive to let our good outweigh our bad. And when we do, we really uplifting ourselves, and so more we do that. And another point you was making that I definitely like, and definitely have to make a small comment on it, when you said about being grateful. And that's why I strive to be grateful every day, grateful for the tongue God gave me, grateful for the teeth that He gave me to chew food, grateful for
that's right. Even though it may seem a bit, you know, funny to someone, but really that's the truth. Thankful for the teeth that you have in your head to chew the food.
Right.
And things like that, little things.
Right. And to me, everything is significant in its own way.
Yes.
You know, I mean, everything has a part. It plays a part. It plays out together. It's like a puzzle that you pick the so-called little pieces, but actually they aren't little pieces because all of them are equally needed for their greater picture, for their greater part of life. So we all should be grateful for every and every little thing, because let me tell you take that one thing from you, maybe a pinch of finger, you're going to miss that pinch of finger.
I thought about that the other day. That's funny you saying that. That's true. That is so true. Oh my goodness.
Oh my
that is so true.
Yeah, you know,
you wouldn't realize how important that finger was until it's gone. He's like, oh damn, I could have used that little finger. That finger had some use to it. You know, had some significance to it. That's so true.
Yeah, you know, I say that. Right, you know, we laugh at that, but seriously, let's just lose that little finger. See how you're going to pick up that fork or that chopper.
That's so true. Oh my goodness. I just thought about that the other day, but not the pinky finger, but something. I said, now, what if you lose one of your limbs? It was just the other day I thought about that. What if you lost one of your limbs? How would you make out without having that, you know, that particular limb? And you have to understand that everything that you have is important. You know, all your body parts to have everything, so important. But we take everything for granted as people. I'm just saying, like, there are people out there that take things for granted. They don't even think like that, and especially young people. Young people, they just wake up and like, okay, I was supposed to wake up this morning. Now, let me go ahead and, you know, but when you get older, you start thinking about that like, wow, you know, another day.
Right.
You start thinking about that like, thank you, Lord, that you have opened my eyes another day. Thank you so much. You know, and then, you know, you go on about your day and you just try and do what you're supposed to do and do the right thing. Just try and do the right thing, you know. And just keep it moving. Keep on moving forward.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm loving it. But I think we may have some callers on the line, so you just, you know, if anyone would like to make a comment or ask a question, please, please come right on in, because your mics are open.
And if not, then Brother Maurice, if he's in, I would love to hear from him tonight. Not sure if he's on with us tonight, but if he is, Brother Maurice, we need you to come on in and make some questions and comments.
Hello, Sister Phyllis. This is Sister Rhonda Michelle. I'm sorry, girlfriend. I just came in at 9:35, and Sister Pamela was speaking, so I don't even know what the topic is, but I'm liking what I've heard for the past 20 minutes so far. I've been out here just doing, you know how it gets busy and stuff. Right now I'm trying to see if I can get a little meeting thing going together here. I had to go through the Department of Commerce here because I'm trying to have a meeting at their little town hall for my community here. I want to see how many people feel the same way I feel about voting and stuff. So I had to go through a lot of, I had to go through all that just to get some approval from the Chamber of Commerce. It's just a little town, you know, but I guess.
Sister Rhonda, you on West Market Street right now?
Yeah, no, I'm leaving West Market Street and stuff. They had a little town meeting there, so I had to, I was just versing my opinion about the voting thing, and I wanted to have a meeting about it with the rest of the community, and I was going to do it in the park, but I had the Chamber of Commerce man was there, and he said that I had to come by his office tomorrow, and we can discuss it. I might could use the town hall or whatever. I want to use the place where everybody go, where all the black people go, and I know all the black people always sitting up there in the Boys and Girls Club, because that's where all their kids at, you know. So I apologize, like I said, for not, you know, just getting in at 9:35, but it's been a real busy day.
I understand, because sometimes we have things to do, Sister Rhonda, so I understand that. You know, I barely made the show tonight myself, and this is my show, so I understand just what you're saying. Trust and believe
what
you're saying.
So what's the topic tonight? What is the topic?
Faith in my higher power.
Ah, okay, I like that. That's why I was saying all this spiritual stuff and talking about just be grateful. Just be grateful for all the things that you have, and just the fact that you got some teeth in your mouth is being grateful. And then you get more. When I get up in the morning, people say, "How you feel today?" "Oh, I'm blessed." And they look at you and you say, "Oh yeah, I woke up this morning, so I'm blessed." You know?
That's important.
You're right. It's the little small things that we overlook, you know, every single day that we're blessed about, you know. So, like I said, so I'm going to continue to listen to the program because I'm driving, so I want to kind of focus on that too. I'm going to continue to listen, but I just wanted to let you know I was listening in for the last 20 minutes and I came in a little late, but I'm loving it. But I did want to know what the topic was, so it's a great topic. So
Thank you guys, keep on laughing
and that. If I hear something else funny, I'll put my little input into it, okay?
Okay, no problem.
I love y'all, okay?
We love you too.
I'm still on here. I'm just going to put my phone on mute. That's all, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to know that Sister Rhonda Michelle was able to join us tonight. I really appreciate that.
Definitely.
Yeah, she always brings some positiveness to, you know, to the show. You know, always has something really great to say. I miss Mom tonight. Mom didn't come on the show, her mother. You know, she always comes on the show and give us such inspiration. I really appreciate that, you know, and some motivation, because we all need that motivation to move forward, it definitely helps, you know, to hear a positive voice, and, you know, and I'm just so grateful that I have you guys talking about being grateful. You know, I'm grateful that, you know, that I have you guys, you know, as family, you know, as radio family, you know, we're always there to lift one another up, and that's what it's all about, is being able to lift, you know, each other up in times of, you know, need, you know, and I can remember
you know, you all saying, you know, your mother passed and all, you know, if you need anything, just let us know. And that went a long way with me. I really appreciated that because that's so important, you know, for a person to know that they are cared about in that sense, you know, where people will come to you and say to you, you know, are you okay? You need anything or whatever? And I was really appreciative to that, you know, and, you know, those things are so important, you know, to know that, you know, that we have one another, you know, and you'd be surprised how that affects you as a person to know that you have friends and family. And sometimes when people leave your life, you know, because sometimes God, you know, he just removes people out of your life for whatever reason. But I'll tell you one thing, the greatness that I found is being 50 years old, I can look back and I can say, you know what, I've seen some people moved out of my life, and he replaced those people with people of significant value to my life, you know, and that's a great thing. I've seen and I know that we have all experienced that some kind of way where, you know, we've had, you know, some people in our lives that really didn't bring too much to the table, and then all of a sudden, damn, he removed them and he brought somebody else in there. Hallelujah. That was good to us. That was good in our lives. That brought something in our lives that, you know, that gave us some sort of, you know, value that made us feel good, you know, and that's important, you know. So I'm just grateful that, like I said, I'm grateful to have you all as a radio family. You know, I'm always grateful, and it's just so important, like I mentioned earlier, just being grateful, just being thankful for another day and, you know, family and friends and people that are important to you in your life. You know, just, you know, having that relationship, having a relationship with people, a good relationship, you know, not being around somebody that don't make you feel that feel that connection. You know, we got to be around each other and the people that we're feeling connected to. I don't have time to be phony, you know, in my older age. I want to be around people that's great, that has a lot of, you know, something that I need, you know, and we all bring something different to the show. All of us do. We all have different personalities, and we all have different topics and discussions, but at the end of the day, we all have something that is good to feed one another's spirit. We all do that. We're all gifted with that, you know, and, you know, we can listen to one another, and we can get something out of whatever someone else may have said that was good and say, dang, I could really reflect on it. That was really good. What Sister such and such said, or what so and so said, that was really, really, that was great. I enjoyed that. You know, I needed to hear something like that. You know, so just so important to just be in a circle of people that can feed you that spiritual energy like that, can give you that energy and can help you to feel uplifted. So important. So with that being said, I rest my mic and wish that Brother Maurice could have been on here with us tonight. Brother John, haven't heard from him in a while. I know that, you know, he's been going through what he was going through, you know, and I continue to pray for, you know, he and his family, you know, Brother Anthony, Brother C, you know, just wanted to mention, you know, the other part of the family. Yeah. I hope that you all are doing well. You know, I think about you guys from time to time, and I hope that everything is okay with you all. And that's about it. Brother Maurice, I pray that, you know, that you are having a safe, you know, trip and everything, you know, and all that stuff. You know, I just pray that everything works out for you, you know, with the trip to India, you know. So I just pray that all that stuff works out. And with that being said, I rest my mic, and that's about it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for bringing up the other initiative member. That's wonderful, and we all should definitely keep each other in prayer. As for Brother Jeff, we are going to either as a collective, as a group, we are asking to donate whatever you can. I'm going to set up the PayPal here tomorrow, and you know, as soon as you know, you all let me know what you want to send so we can put it all in a pot together and send it to our brother and wish him well so he can, you know, help get back. Yes, ma'am, on his feet. I'm going to place it in the group, and then I'm going to test it to each individual person after I put the account, the PayPal account, together tomorrow. And we just can donate. I think Brother Murray is going to do his Friday-ish like God's willing. So we'll just all get together.
Okay.
When we, you know, get ready to put it in out there. Just let me know. And I'll definitely
okay.
send it to our brother. Yes, ma'am. I did talk with him, well, text him last week, brother Jeff/John, who I'm speaking of. And, you know, he was coming along with his, still has this beautiful go-getter, overcoming spirit. So definitely, I have no doubt that our brother will overcome this too and, you know, even shine brighter. So, with that, you know, I just want to add a little bit to it, to the program, so that everyone knows, you know, he's still doing okay, but definitely he needs, you know, find natural support to help get back on his feet. Yes, ma'am. Brother Anthony, he, from what I know, his hometown did get a lot of damage.
Yeah.
And so, yes, ma'am, but thank God that he and his immediate family is doing well from what I hear. But, of course, he's concerned about, you know, the people of his hometown. And I think he still has relatives there, so we're going to keep definitely him in our prayers. And whatever we can do for our brother, we will definitely do it. Brother T, as far as I know, excuse me, he was doing okay the last time we interacted, and we'll pray, and I will give him a text tomorrow, so, and just reach out, because it's important when we don't hear from each other to, you know, reach out. But I'm glad, Sister Philly, that you brought them up. That's a great thing, so therefore, it'll be more on my mind to reach out to them. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And Brother Maurice was a bit busy, but he may be able, before the show is over, to pop in. And you know, sometimes he does a little surprise and pop
in.
Yes,
sometimes he's
welcome.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And his word is always greatly appreciated, because he definitely has the Spirit of God to uplift and give all of us that push to keep on pushing. So hopefully we'll hear from our brother before tonight is over. But other than that, I'm enjoying the show without my sisters, and we're going to keep it moving, as they say. We got to take the torch and move it on and until we at that victory land or place. So with that, we would take, if anyone have anything to add, let me see if anyone wants to take a call. Are there any callers that would like to make a comment or ask a question? You may do so at this time, because all the mics are open. Perhaps they're coming the first time it's over. Would you like to continue with the show or take a short commercial or what? So is this your show?
Well, no, I'd rather go ahead and just, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
No, well, I would rather just go ahead and just say good night, because I am still at work and.
Okay.
You know, I have to, go and take care of my client and all. But I just wanted to say that it was a good show. I appreciate you guys for coming on, coming out tonight. You know, it really gives me great pleasure to know that we all are, you know, here to support one another. And I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you all. And thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Oh, well, peace and blessings to you, brother.
Peace and blessings to you. I'm fine by the God's grace. Sorry, Sister Phyllis, I'm so late timing in, but your brother is busy. Your brother is busy. You know, this is a great topic. I was able to listen in and learn a lot from what I was listening to. And, you know, anytime that you have the members of the network on and they're contributing, you know, you have a full plate right there. You got your full buffet where everybody's getting fed, you know, from the different styles of cooking. So just a little thing that I'll throw in there when you're dealing about faith and a higher power. There's no way for us to be able to make it through just a regular day of a life in America and be, you know, keep your sanity without having faith in a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been into conversations with people who, you know, worship trees and worship water, worship sand and dirt, and, you know, and my question to them has always been, well, what do you get from it? If you worshiping a tree that was put here to service you, what are you getting from it when you call on the tree to do something for you that it's not created to do? How does that answer? How does that truly fulfill your need? And you always get this look like, what are you talking about? You know? And I think that people have to have a correct view and a knowledge of what this higher power is, because we didn't create ourselves. You know, we didn't create the universe. We didn't create the water. We didn't create the planet. Somebody else created it for his purpose to help maintain the life that he gave us. I mean, if you think about it, he created fruits. And just like you get the orange, you know, the orange was created in a law so that we could eat to sustain our lives. But how can we sustain our lives if we're going opposite in the way that we have been created to be? So instead of us being obedient to the word of God, instead of us being obedient and dutiful to the word of God, we'd be rebellious to the word of God, but yet maintaining our lives on the system that he created for us, and think that we're going to be blessed like that. That ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, I was in a conversation the other day with a sister at the pharmacy, and she was telling me about, you know, her girlfriend, and her girlfriend is with a married man, and, you know, he's in finance in Nigeria, and they were talking about the benefits, and they were happy that, you know, they were with this married man. And I'm like, how are you going to be happy with a married man if he's stealing money from the government, and you think you're going to get away with that? But then yet at the same mouth you say, you know, Jesus is your Savior. That's incompatible. That's not right. You know, you have to have verb and subject agreement in order to be considered having the ability to speak well. Well, if you're stealing and you committing adultery and you're breaking the laws of God, but yet you say, thank Jesus, or all praises to Jesus, that don't even make sense. But you think Jesus is going to accept you. You think God will accept you. And that's just not the case. You know, you can come as you are, but you can't stay as you are. There's a law in there that you have to live your life in a certain manner in order to be in that saving grace. So if you think that you can just be all wild out and do any old damn thing that you want to do, but then at the end of the day come and say, Jesus got me, no, because you are a worker of iniquity, and he knows you not. And that is the real deal that we got to deal with each and every day. How can we say we have faith in the higher power, but we're not producing anything? You say faith without works is dead. So as Sister Rhonda Michelle was saying, that she's going out and getting a town hall meeting talking at, well, hell, that takes guts to do something like that. Because you got people who are fired up behind this particular candidate or that particular candidate. And if you come out saying the wrong thing, then you may have trouble. So it takes faith in that higher power that's going to keep you straight so that you can do the will of God. And if you don't have that faith in that higher power, then I feel very sorry for you, because you ain't going to do nothing but sit around and talk in the midnight where nobody is listening, run around and be looking at other people, and then come home and in your house and act like you're talking real good. Because without that faith, without that blessed assurance, then you don't have anything. God didn't put us here so that we can do small stuff in his name. He put us here to do big things in his name. What are you going to do with the talent that he gave you? Are you going to double it? Are you going to triple it? Or are you going to hide it and not give it what it's supposed to do? We all have decisions to make. So if we have that faith in that higher power, then we have to let that light be shown, and we have to walk and do the work so we can draw all men and women unto us, and they will submit because they see it works. Because at the end of the day, anybody want to go with something that works. That works. So I applaud everything that we're out here doing and keep doing it. Because we're growing, because your light that you're shining, it works. I mean, you think about it. You got people calling into the program when their family members have died. And instead of going to the bottle or instead of doing something else, the network, to get something for their soul, to heal them. Don't take what we do lightly. Because that's a major statement. When you get people calling in and their father or brother has died and they're calling in to listen, that's a major thing. That's a major light. That's not something we should take lightly. And so, you know, keep having that faith in that higher power and keep on pushing. We don't have another agenda. We can't do nothing else. This is what we're born here to do. So let's make it happen. And Sister Rhonda Michelle, keep me updated on this town hall that you're having. Hopefully, if everything works out, I can get down there and be a part of it with you. And with that, I'll rest my mic. Love y'all.
Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on because I hadn't heard from you in a while, and your voice is just so uplifting. You uplift us all, and we appreciate you having you here. But I also want to comment on what you just said. That is so true that what we do, we uplift people, you know, and, you know, what we do, it's not to be taken lightly because people are listening in and they are being impacted by what we say, you know, and by, you know, listening in and having to have lost a loved one, you know, a brother or a father or something, you know, and then they come, and like you said, they could have been somewhere else doing something else, but they had chosen to come and listen in on these shows and to get some uplifting and you know, to get, you know, some light, to shed some light on, you know, on or to get that light shed upon them, you know, because of what we say is very important and how they're impacted by it. So that's very true. But, and it's awesome. It's awesome to be a part of that. That's why I was saying tonight that I, you know, I'm happy to be a part of the network, you know, because we bring so much to people's lives, and just being able to appreciate one another at the same time, you know, just loving and appreciating, you know, the other person is so important. But that's very true, Brother Maurice. You know, you are a great leader, you know, and I want to tell you that you're such a great leader, such a great speaker, and every time, you know, you come on, you know, I just get such a great deal out of listening to what you have to say. It's just incredible, and it seeps down into your spirit, you know, because it gives you that motivation to say, you know what he just said, that's so true, and I can do this, you know, and it's important that we have to, you know, take in what's said by one another and listen in and, you know, and get something out of it, you know, and just as well as we get what we get from one another, other people that are listening into the show, they're getting something too. You know, they're getting a lot, you know. So with that being said, I rest my mic. And if anyone else has any questions or comments, you know, you're more than welcome. Feel free.
Yes, this is Shamika. I just wanted to say, wow, Brother Maurice, that was hardcore. And I appreciate that because I like what he said when he said, you can come as you are, but you can't stay. And I said, wow, exactly. And that's a quote right there. And I'm going to quote you. That's a nice post to just have a nice quote, right? That says a whole lot in that one statement. And I said, wow, yeah. So with that, I rest my mic.
Okay, is there anyone else that that would like to, that has a question or a comment in reference to the show tonight?
Yes, ma'am, that's major. Very short commercial. I mean comment. Excuse me. A little tired here, but I'll praise and excuse. Absolutely, as I always say, Brother Maurice definitely has been gifted from God to do what he do,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
To uplift the world. Basically, it's no doubt about it. And like I say, I give people props for their do while they're alive. And I must say that God has definitely anointed our brother and what he does, and we thank God for him and what he does for us as well as the universe, because it's a universe thing that the spirit that has a way of just exploding and reaching those and connecting, and that's what it's all about. It goes right back to God. It begins with God, and it's going to end with him. So we'll do ourselves a big favor if we just learn to strive to tune into him, because it's no other way. He is the key. And without him, they ain't going to make it. They're not going to be successful. They're not going to overcome. They're not going to be victorious. It's not going to happen. So with that, I would just like to say, it's been a great show. We definitely appreciate everyone's input. And Brother Maurice topped it off with a cherry on top. And with that,
yes.
I ripped my mic.
Yes, he did. He always does. And again, I appreciate everyone coming on the show tonight. We got so much out of, listening in, on one another's comments and questions and things of that nature. Thank God for you all, I just love you guys. I'm just grateful, that we have one another. And with that being said, I wanted to close the show. Maybe someone can take us out in prayer.
Definitely. excuse me. I will take us out in a short prayer.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All out, we beseech your help in our supplication. We believe in thee and trust in thee for all that we need. We'll help us in your cause and to your cause. Please bless us. Please bless this network. Please let us all come together to do your will and to do your will to the greatest of our ability. We thank you for everything that you give us. We ask you to protect us. We ask you to love us. We ask you to keep us. In the name of the Lord God, amen.
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 Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're on air.
Okay. And with that being said, I want to say goodnight to you all, and you all have a blessed night, and we will talk again.
Yes, ma'am. Peace and love, sister.
Peace
yes, ma'am.
And love.
Peace and blessings.
Okay, peace and blessings.